West Virginia University's men's basketball team continues its NCAA tournament journey tonight in San Jose. The Mountaineers will tip off in their seventh Sweet 16 game in the last 11 appearances in the NCAA tournament tonight at 7:39. The fourth-seeded Mountaineers will take on number one-seed Gonzaga Bulldogs. Gonzaga has lost just one game all season, that against Brigham Young University. Gonzaga has won all three of the games it's played against WVU. The last was a December 2013 meeting that ended 80-76. WVU head coach Bob Huggins says the key to this year's March Madness run so far for the Mountaineers has been the play of the team's guards.
Did I know they were that good? I know this. They put an enormous amount of time in. They're in the practice facility 12 months out of the year. And, it's great when you don't have to kind of tell people to go in there. They go in there. And you can see. I mean, Tariq came in not a very good shooter. He's a pretty good shooter now. JC came in and was not real consistent. He's pretty consistent now.
The guards that Huggins is talking about are juniors Javon Carter and Daxter Miles Jr. and senior Tariq Phillip. The Mountaineers have become known for their defense during the past few seasons and have been dubbed Press Virginia for their full court pressure. But a little known fact is that the Mountaineers scored a school record 2,956 points this year, besting the previous record of 2,884 set in 1959. Tariq Phillips says the guards and the team deserve much more respect for their effectiveness on the offensive end.
First couple years here, they thought of us as defensive players, you know, but coaching staff instilled a lot of confidence in us, helped us develop our offensive game, and we became pretty good offensive players.
WVU met the Zags once before in the NCAA tournament in 2012. The Bulldogs won that contest 77-54. Javon Carter says they've all progressed because they've all been playing with a little extra motivation.
All year, we've been telling ourselves that we got the best group of guards in the country, and we truly believe that. So when it's time for us to play, we go out there, we give it our all, and sometimes it works, but we're gonna put forth 100%, and we're going to live and die with it.
If the Mountaineers can advance in the Western Regional in San Jose, they'll take on the winner of the Arizona Xavier game on Saturday for a chance to advance to the Final Four. It would be the Mountaineers' second Final Four appearance since 2010. Gonzaga is one of just three teams to appear in each of the last three Sweet 16 contests, including this year. The Bulldogs are 1-1 in the past two. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.